Climate change is predicted to be a negative overall for agriculture. As we heard on this program yesterday, it could even threaten corn production in the U.S. Corn Belt. But as NPR's John Itzde reports, there are some benefits to climate change. In North Dakota, conditions are now better for raising corn, and production is going up.
When I was growing up in Wolford, North Dakota, up near the Canadian border, wheat was king. It had been the dominant crop since the prairie was first plowed in the late 1800s. So it was kind of strange to go back this summer and find Larry Slaybaugh, a local farmer, filling his 18-wheeler with corn.
We load in the front and in the back, because with corn, you can't load that whole thing. It'd be way too heavy.
25 years ago, it's very likely the river of grain flowing out of this steel grain bin up the auger into Larry's truck would have been wheat. In fact, it likely would have been Durum wheat, the variety used to make most pasta.
This was the Durum Triangle, but there's hardly anybody raises Durum in this country anymore, and it used to be all Durum. Back when you was around here, that's what it was, Durum, because of changing the weather pattern. The Durum area moved west rather than right where we're standing. This was Durum.
Durum was largely phased out in this area in the mid-1990s when a disease called scab, which thrives in damp conditions, caused crop failures. Dan Selvig, who farms with his brother a little bit northwest of the Slaybaughs, says his family farm was hit.
I remember Dad saying that there's a few years there, you know, they had scab and rust and, yeah, pretty much got no crops. I think the weather has something to do with it. Like today it's really humid. Wheat really hates humidity.
That's one reason the Selvigs have moved into corn. Larry Slaybaugh, who's 70 years old now and farms with his son and grandson, says there's no doubt it's gotten wetter around here in the past 20 years.
Generally, you know, in North Dakota, you would cry for rain more than you'd cry because you got too much. But then the wet seasons came along here in 1993, and the pattern has really changed.
North Dakota's assistant state climatologist, Daryl Richeson, says rainfall here is 2 to 3 inches greater on average over the past two decades.
And of course, that's the average over that time period. There's been years where, of course, we've had literally 8 or 10 inches above average.
That may not sound like a lot, but it's a big change from the semi-arid conditions that prevailed in the previous 60 years. Because of a warming trend, the growing season here has also increased 2 to 3 days a year in the last couple of decades, and by 2 weeks over the past century. Richeson says the added warmth and moisture have helped make corn a successful crop in North Dakota.
Especially the increase in moisture has allowed for better yields and more profit in corn than, say, if we had some of the lesser moisture we had in the 70s and the 80s.
Corn and soybeans, which also like moisture, now cover about 15% of North Dakota cropland, says Richeson, and the number of acres keeps expanding. The Slaybaugh farm is a prime example of corn's advance.
10 years ago, we probably wouldn't have any, right?
And how many are you planting this year?
Oh, at least 1,500 acres.
Changes in weather patterns aren't the only reason for the move to corn. The crop is also more lucrative. Corn produces much bigger yields per acre than wheat. And Greg Mitchell, a seed dealer in Rolla, North Dakota, says corn's success in the state has been helped by better engineered corn varieties that can mature faster in just over 70 days as opposed to 85 days in some older varieties.
To me, it's got way more to do with the genetics, the earlier maturity, than anything the climate's got to do with it.
But Mitchell also acknowledges corn thrives in North Dakota's current wetter, warmer conditions. Wheat is still the dominant crop in North Dakota, and corn a distant runner-up. But changes in climate and markets have produced an historic event on the Selvig farm this year.
This year, we don't even have wheat on the farm. It's the first time ever that I'm sure this farm's never had wheat.
The first time since Selvig's great-grandfather Carl plowed up the prairie here more than a century ago. John Itzde, NPR News.